Okay, one of the Yesaidis we've dealt with all year in Masechtas Gittin and last year in Masechtas Kedushin was the idea that you need Eidus L'Kiyume in order for a get or a Kedushin to be chal. Which means that if there are no Eidim, even if we know for sure that the get took place or the Kedushin took place, it's nothing. A get and a Kedushin without Eidim is nothing. Nothing to do with trusting people. That's the aside of Eidus L'Kiyume. In this rule of Eidus L'Kiyume, there's an idea that the Eidus L'Kiyume have to know a davar barur. They have to know something clear. There has to be a clear Eidus. Eidus that don't know, the Eidus that say maybe on something, it's not really an Eidus at all. L'mashal, this is the example that's always given. If a man throws a get to his wife, or kedushin to a woman, and it's safik karav la, safik karav la, and we're not sure if it landed closer to him or closer to her, so he said it's a safik kedushin. Now, l'chayra, that would mean that if you throw a get, a man throws a get to his wife, and there are two eidim watching, and let's say there are no eidim ksiva, we're going with eidim asira, so there are eidim watching, you're throwing in a get, and the get lands, and now the two eidim come into bed. And these eidim say, we saw the throwing of the get, we saw the man, it was a kosher get, and we saw him throw it to his wife, and it landed, and we're not sure if it landed closer to him or closer to her. So, Bashkofer Ishaina, we would think to say, it's a Safik get. Bashkofer Ishaina would say, well, it's a Safik get. If it was closer to her, it's a get. If it was closer to him, then it wasn't a get. If they them are not sure, L'chayra, that's the case of a Safik get. Safik Haravai, Safik Haravai, L'chayra, that's a Safik get. But it's not so. In such a case, it's not a get at all. It's a vaday not get. Why? Why is it vaday not a get? Because this get doesn't have eidus l'kiyume. This get doesn't have eidim that could testify that it was a get. Because what eidim saw was a safik. What they saw is a total safik. If Eidim see a total Safik, that's not an Eidim. What does it mean? Safik Karav Law is a Safik get. So that's in a case of trey v'trey. That's in a case where a man throws a get to his wife. And two Eidim say, we feel it was closer to him. And two Eidim say, we feel it was closer to her. So here, you do have two witnesses who say it's a get. The Eidus L'Kiyume you have. The two Eidim saw that the get was Kariv La. So they say it was a good get. Now two other Eidim say, no, we think it was Kariv La. So Bezdin is Masufik. Bezdin doesn't know who to believe. Should I believe the two Eidim who say Kariv La? Should I believe the two Eidim Karav Lai? So Bezdin paskins that it's a Safik get. That's the case of Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav La. We have two Eidim say it was Karav Lai, and two Eidim say it was Karav La. So that's a Safik to us. So that's a Safik get. But the reason that's a good case is because you have Eidus L'Kiyume. This that the Torah says that every get needs two Eidim who know something. You have here two Eidim who know something. You have Eidus L'Kiyume. However, in a case where you have no Eidim who know, the Eidim are only Mesupik, the Chiddush in Eidus L'Kiyume is that that's Vaday not a get, or Vaday not a Kedush. Because you have to have Eidus. The makar of this chiddush is the Rashba in Kiddushin. I think it was Dafei. The Rashba Masechtas Kiddushin said Nasan hu va'amrahi. We all learned in Kiddushin that by Kiddushin the man gives the ring, and the man says the Hariyat. Nasan hu va'amrahi. If the man gives the get, and the woman does the amira, so chashina midrabanan. Chayshish, it's a kind of drabanan that you have to be chayshish for Kiddushin. That means min hatayra, it's not a Kiddushin. Nasan hu va'amrahi. So the Rashba asks, why isn't it a Kiddushin? What's it said it's not a Kiddushin? The woman said, give me a ring, l'shem Kiddushin k'das Moshe Yisrael. And the man did it. Now, of course, it's possible the man is ignoring what she said and just giving her a message. But it's certainly possible that he means to listen to her. Isn't it possible that if the woman said, give me the ring and we'll be married, isn't it possible that he meant that l'shem Kiddushin? Why does the Gemara say Chashinu midrabana? Why don't we at least say it should be a Safek Kiddushin in Atayra? So there the Rashba said this Yisayd. The Rashba's Yisayd was that Edim who are saying Edis, that they saw a Safek, that's Vadai not Edis l'kiyume. It's a Vadai not Edis. Because Edis l'kiyume needs Edim uvurarim. You need at least two Edim that say a Klarazach, something clear. In Dinei Mamidis, if two Edim say they create some Safek, so then we listen to the Edim. The Edim are Edim. Whatever they're saying creating a Safek, it's a Safek. But by getting the Kiddushins of the Rashba, it doesn't create a Safek. Because you need Edim who see a double bar. That was the Yisayid of the Rashba. And it's a Yisayid in the Havana of Edis the Kiyume. Lamaisa, you have to come with Edim. You can't come without Edim. We spoke about this at length last year. We mentioned two different times in the year, I think, the number of tshuvas about Kiddushin Derech Skaik. There were tshuvas in every Gadol Hadar has tshuvas about Kiddushin during that came to him. That Kiddushin were given Derech Skaik. They were given as a joke. There was a Rabbi Kivega's case where they took a street person, a Nebuch, and they convinced him that this girl wanted to marry him, and they had fun with him, and they made the whole pretended to have the whole wedding, and they took a ring off a bottle cap, off a chavis cap, and that's what they gave him to be Mekadish, and everyone was laughing. And then afterwards, Rabbi Kivega's done, that maybe she needs a get from the whole joke. This Kiddushin Derech Skaik. Maybe it's a Kiddushin. And we had Ramosh had a tshuva about it, and there are a number of people had tshuvas. Those tshuvas, the Kiddushin Derech Skaik, the Dvarim Shebalev, the person gives Kiddushin. The avenue of heter that the tshuvas talk about is this heter. The tzad kula is that if the Edim saw something, that b'shas they saw it, it wasn't a davar barer. It's a felt in Edis l'kiyume. It's totally in Edis l'kiyume. And it's Ois Edis. That was the tzad kula on the whole thing of Kiddushin Derech Skaik, although it's far from a davar pashut. Ramosh in this case was reluctant to be negel. But what? Kiddushin Derech Skaik. The question is, if b'shas Kiddushin is the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Moshe's case was the high school case, right? When they had a carnival, and it was a co-ed high school, and every they had a booth in the carnival where every boy and his girlfriend could put on a little a veil, and they pretended, and they had a ring, and they made a kiddushin. That was one of the kind they took pictures. So Rabbi Moshe writes that he's chayshish. That since Lamaisa people did it with their girlfriends, that maybe some of them really wanted. She wasn't nickel straight out, but in the tshuva he talks about this Rashba's Yisod. The tzad kula in Kiddushin Derech Skaik is this tzad kula This is where we had it, Barichas. Flahalacha. And it's going to the Rashba. The way it's brought down, fakert, the fact that it's brought down in the place game in this one way is the makar for the that we passed in this one. That's one pair of Adim and Safa Karla, Safa Karla. Al Kaponim, how are you going to work out the Rishayim? I don't know. The Rashba is going to have to shtim l'shitosik, obviously. But I think Ramesha, his tshuva, brings this as the example, as the example of Avis Mavuraris by Avis Lakiyuba. He brings Safa Karla, Safa Karla, as the Moshe. Ramesh has earlier tshuvas in Deres Tzayik. He has tshuvas yet from when they wrote in Russia about Kedushin Deres Tzayik. But anyway, this is the aside in Eidus Lekiyume. And the Stipler in Mesechtes Kedushin, the Kedos Yaakov, on Simen, I think in some prints it's Simen Vav, and some it's Simen Hay, and some it's Simen Dalet, depending on the print. The Stipler brings the Rashba, brings the aside, and he says it's Shver from a few Sugyas and Shas. And one, he is from our sugya. Hein hein eidei yichud, hein hein eidei biyah. In our Gemara, we say that eidei yichud are eidei biyah. And yesterday we declared, does hein hein eidei yichud, hein hein eidei biyah mean a vadai that there was a biyah? There were eidim that there was a vadai biyah? Or does it mean eidim that there's a safik biyah? And the Rashi seems to say it's a Vadai, but the Rambam says that it's a Safik. So Stipler asks, if you hold Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia, is only a Safik if there was a Bia. So what kind of Eidus is that? That's not Eidus, they don't see a Dava Barer. Okay, how can they say Eidus? If they're saying Eidus, there was a Yichud, so it's possible there was a Bia, Safik, but that's the whole Yisoid. That Eidus Lekiyumei have to be able to say a Dava Barer. What kind of, that's not a Dava Barer. Say Eidus that they were Miyachid V'Shem Bia is not Eidus on Bia. So the Stipler says that he has a hard time with this whole Hein Hein Eidich and Hein Hein Bia. He has a hard time with it. If you hold it to Safik, which is the way the Rambam says it, the way it seems to be in the Pesukim. So what kind of condition is it? When you say in the case of Lani Meir Bechundiki, and the Stami means say in every Kedushe Biyah is Yichud. They're saying, but again, we had such a side that Adam only have to see the thing itself, they don't have to know side things. But here it's not a side thing. Because remember, again, we're not talking about Yichud or Roy Labia, we're not talking about Chuppah, we're talking about Kiddushin. He wanted to do Kiddushin. Kiddushin, Yichud, HaRoy Labia is not enough. Kiddushin is Kesar Shtar Bia, that's it. So you need a Bia Mamish to do Kiddushin. Well, we have this halacha that they say Yichud L'Shem Bia by people who's Gaspa, so then that's good enough, as good as a Bia. Now, if you hold to Vadai, I have no problem. But if you say to Rambam that it's only a Safik, so then it's only a Safik, which to most of us would be Mistaver, so then why is that Eidus? It's missing in the Eidus of Urei. It's missing in the mirror of what's going on.
Why can't you say that they're established in Yichud, and then Bezdin is creating the Safik? It's like the two against two.
I mean, the Eidim only have to see a Yichud. That's all they have to say. That's all they have to see. So that's what you were saying. The only way to say that is to say that the Torah still doesn't affect that way. That we understand Kavanah Satayra, not that people have to see the Ma'aseh Bia. So we understand Kavanah Satayra is that all you need is Eidei Yichud. It says, Halacha Dik, there was a Bia. Maybe. It's a funny thing. They were saying, when the Torah says, B'shloish Shadrach HaMishinik, B'kes Shadar B'Biya, B'Biya means, with the Yichud L'Shem B'Biya. Really.
Maybe that's what the
I was wondering, if you say, like we said yesterday, from the Shulta Gevayrim, that if the Yichud, if the Chasm Kalo, the man and the woman say there was no Bia, they believe. Okay, even them on that way. I was just wondering, I hope you appreciate the Shiloh. I was wondering, let's say a couple does a Yichud L'Shem Kedushin. Say if it's only the Pundiki, or let's say a regular couple, they do a Yichud L'Shem Kedushin for whatever reason. So they take Eden, he says to Hariyat, Mekudesh Aslibi Biazu, L'Shem Kedushin, that's Moshe Yisrael, and they go to a Yichud. Let's say he's Bayal, he knows, and she knows there was a Bia. If they want to come out now, L'Chari the marriage, she says she's a Shtei Raisa, right? Let's say they want to come out, they say, you know what, we don't want to be married, whatever reason. And they'll come out and lie. They'll say there was no Bia. Now, as far as the Aveira of lying, I'm not talking now, but I mean, would that really work? Well, Kapi Shema Yigali, she's an Eishas Ish. You follow what I'm asking? They went into a room, they did a Yichud, and they did a Bia. She's Eishas Ish, right? And now she comes out, and he comes out, and they say there was no Bia. They say there was no Bia. Which means, in how, what?
We forget today that if someone is lying, that we don't believe that they went in with
them. So yesterday we asked why we believe them. But let's say the Shulta Gevayim said we do believe them. The Beis Shmuel said we don't. The Shulta Gevayim said we do. Okay? Let's say we believe them. Huh? He said we believe them. Let's say we had three explanations. One was that he has a migo to give her a gift. Okay. So let's say he's believed. Any one of the explanations that we had. Why he's believed. Why that belief.
The truth.
But you have to realize, is there another side? Obviously, the glotted side is, if you lie, it's nothing. She's precious ish. I don't think it's so precious.
The truth is not what
you're
saying, the truth is what happened.
Is the truth what happened, or the truth is what? This wedding is only a this marriage is only a marriage because Bezdin has an umdana that there was a bia. If you somehow take away Bezdin's umdana that there was a bia, so then halachically there was no kedusha. We need that Bezdin should have umdana there's a bia. You follow what I'm saying?
Even if they
we didn't see the bia.
Sure, sure
so Bezdin believes that. Now, between the two of them, is she an Eishas Ish? What's the emes, Klapi Shmaya? Huh?
No.
He said, yeah, no, one made it to the other.
She's not.
That's very Bechidish. In Lechair, it should work out that way.
Why would he bet
that? It's a tremendous Bechidish, right?
Why would he bet that? Are they not? They are.
Well, they know there was a Bia.
But they're also coming. They're lying.
They know there was a Bia, but they don't want to be married. They're asking a Shiloh. They're Lamdonim. They're asking, they go over to Rav, they say, if we lie, are we going to get away with this? Maybe we could do it. But he's a Lamdin, he learns to still get. What?
But Bez is only taking
their
word. But
Bez
did.
There's no
hechitim. But among them,
that's entirely the way it works out.
It has to be.
What?
That's why it's given.
What do you mean we know? The Amos says there was a beer. God knows there was a beer.
Wait, why don't we say that?
So that's the question. Was there an Eidus? Well, is that considered an Eidus looking away? If the whole Eidus is Desdin's Umdina, that if there was a Yichud, there was a Bia, and I find a way to shortcut the Umdina by lying, I find a way to shortcut the Umdina, make it Eis Umdina. So now, even Klap Yishmaya Galia, it's missing in Eide Bia.
Once
it was accepted, it's based on an umdina. I found a way to make that there's no umdina.
If it was accepted, if it was accepted and bent in a race,
what's accepted?
When they went into that room, they
when they went in, we assume with the doors closed and they measured off whatever the stand is, we assume she's neshesish.
So then
now, if they come out and they say there was no bia,
but it was already confirmed that they were. Like over
it was only confirmed because there was an assumption that there would be no denial.
The fact is that it was confirmed the best.
That's because of an assumption, but now we have a reason to doubt the assumption.
So they need agents for that, no?
Well, if you hold they're believed, then they're believed. My only question is, if you hold they're believed and they're lying. On the one hand, you could say lies don't work to the cheshbon. If I would know they're lying, it doesn't work into the cheshbon. On the other hand, the chayre, it's a technicality. It's sort of a way of undoing kedushin after the kedushin by denying that it happened. In the way case where you believe, even though you're lying, and you know you're lying, and she knows she's lying, as long as they take away the umdina from Bezdin, it would seem to work. It creates a suffix in Bezdin's eyes, and there's no way this look human. So once you know it's the human, she's not Eish 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 Eish.
Now, afterwards, you're coming and you're saying it never happened. So, you want to know how do we feel today and on. So, Bezen says, look, we can believe them, and therefore everyone's allowed to marry. But Bezen gets to talk and says, don't worry about it. Even though they're 80 human, everything.
What I'm telling you is here, there's no way this look human.
But there is, because even though Bezdin afterwards constantly believes them, but the point is at the time of the action, you had a human. It's like this, that people come afterwards and Bezdin comes to the sock in their memory.
They just look human were based on the assumption. When they come out and they tell the Aiden that there was no Tashmish, assuming the Halach Reshit HaGibayim that believed, so l'chair they can undo the Aiden. The Eidim did it based on an assumption, and they're coming out and saying your assumption is not an assumption.
The point is that they were Eidim.
We thought they were Eidim. If they come out and tell the truth that there was no Bia, so we say there were no Eidim.
No, we say that they're Eidim. They're Eidim.
If we believe them, that means there are no Eidim on the Bia. That's what we say. The Eidim on the Eidim, but not on the Bia, if we believe them. But they're telling the truth. So if they're not telling the truth, the Eidim are the same chesaron of the Eidus. No, it's not the same chesaron.
I don't think it's that we believe them and say that we're no Eidim, we're Eidim
Maybe that's not
See, we have here a case. Lehenei Yichanei Debiyo, we have a unique case. Where Eidim are saying Eid is based on an assumption of what happened. Normally, you always make assumptions, but Eid is the Kiyume, is usually not an assumption of what happened. It's usually Eid is on what happened. So here, what they're saying is what happened was a Yichud. Now, again, I'm not sure, do we say that the Eidim themselves interpret the Yichud to be a Bia, or the Eidim say Eid is a Yichud, and Bezdin interprets it to be a Bia. However, it is, there's a certain interpretation which creates the Eidus.
Which we're going to call Eidus.
That creates Eidus for Kiyume. Now the question is, when if you have a trick to undo the Eidus for Kiyume, is anything wrong with doing the trick? Is anything wrong with it? In most cases, you can't do it, because Eidus saw facts. In every, do you have any other case besides where Eidus say something happened based on what they think happened? We're going to Raman, then it's a suffix, because if it's a Vadai, then it's hard to understand the Shulte Gebayr. Right? Rabbi Kivega said that. What? If it's a Vadai Bia, so what does it mean Eidim say there was no Bia? The people themselves say there was no Bia, they don't believe. Pasha's going to Rambam, the way we passed it. But hey, Yechaniah Bia is a suffix. Fine. it's a suffix. Now it's a suffix. What do we do? Huh? Could? That's my question. A klapi shnaya guy. The kid was there.
Cousin
was ahead of that she's an Eshesh. But she's not an Eshesh. Cousin is ruling that she's not. Cousin's saying that she's not an Eshesh. So if it's ruling that she's not an Eshesh, fine, it might have been each other and Hashem knows what went on. But Klai Yisrael passed him that she's not an Eshesh. So he's like, nonsense. That's the way it works out. The tzaddik could argue the other way. Klai Yisrael passed him that way based on lies. The Bershel knows the truth, so Mela.
But then everything's like that. Every time there's.
You see, in most cases, you're not right. If a woman's Eshesish, she lives in Tallahassee, and she moves to New York and pretends she's single, and she gets married, she has kids, and we think kids are not Mamzerim. Klapi Shmaya Galia, the kids are still Mamzerim. Right? You can't just come and lie and change everything. Because we. But she moved to New York and she lives here 30 days in Cheskes Penuya. She'd be assumed she's not an Eshesish. But it's based on lies. Normally, a psak based on lies, you can overturn. In which case? So the question is here might be better. See, it might be a unique case where Bez is passing me based on an umdina. And you could undo that umdina. It comes out, the truth is, it's a wild machshava. That l'chatchila, they could walk out and lie and undo the thing, and it's like the result justifies what they're doing. They're saying there was no bia and she's not an Eishas Ish. Since the result will taka be that she's not an Eishas Ish, so she's not doing anything wrong. They're nice to say lies, but if it works, it works.
On one hand, we're saying that when they go into a room, we assume them, and then we're going to believe them when they come out, then that means that we never assume anything.
No, we assume it unless they deny it. We assume it as long as there's no denial. If there's a denial, there's a denial.
Why should
it be? I think it's a very nice Claire. That's the type of thing you'll say over with the company. But the whole Claire, it's a nice Claire about the Hanani Bia, how it would work.
That's a nice mistake
in
evaluating the reason. They say it's not what the Shabbat is. It really is a Shabbat.
Let's say Bezdin makes a mistake. You're saying even more. Let's say the Chazaka make up to fool the Bezdin. Let's say they'll make a mistake and shout the government's worth of proof. See, that's not Chsarnei, it's the Kiyuma.
Trying to say that all you need
by
be is say the
Yichud. Let me remind you. Moshe, the Igmas Moshe mentioned, the Gemara says that if you mekadosh an isha with something that's worth less than a pruta, with chayshish shema shava pruta b'madai, if it's worth a pruta b'madai, there's a machlekes rishayim. And most rishayim held it'd be derais. So Moshe said, it's missing edus l'kiyum. The edim don't know if it's worth a pruta. So Moshe was mad, but no, Edom don't have to know. It's not their job to know if it's worth a pruta. Their job is to see and say what they saw. So the Edom, when you talk about this lekiyumi, they have to say what they saw. Was it worth a pruta, or was this woman, maybe she's a relative, maybe she's the sister of the man, and they get two traditions of typhus, or 100 other things? That's up to Bezin to figure out. Is that a chesaron in Edis when you if it's shava pruta or not shava pruta? Here. It's a chesaron in edus. You need edus that edus l'kiyumi that there was a bia. There's a chiddush shein ein edi yichud is a good edus l'kiyumi. There's a way to shortcut that.
All they need is the edi yichud. And that's the edus on the yichud.
Right. Bezna and that blives the edus on the bia.
That Bezna has to decide whether that's the edus. The edus saw what they
have. The edus saw, well, my only, this chiddush that I was thinking about only makes sense if it shortcuts the Avis. If it makes that the Avis are Ois Avis, so then it makes sense. If it makes it Ois Avis, it's not Avis for Kiyume, so it's Ois Kiddush. So we got a half shot, I don't know. Because if they fool them how much it's worth, you're right. It'll still be a kedusha. Publish my guy. And I don't think there's any question. It's just sort of a unique case. The whole Hinei the Yichud Hinei Bias is such a unique case where the Eidus on, I mean, really, you need a Bia, and there's no Eidus on the Bia. You know, we had a Machlaikis Makis to give someone Misa for Bia's Nus if you have to Mamish see the Maisa Bia. One man the other said, Kimachel Bishachaferas, you have to Mamish see that there was a Maisa Bia. We can't work on assumptions. And yet, by Kedusha, we do work on assumptions. Work on Hinei the Yichud Hinei Bias. To finish. Okay. Well, let's start the last Mishnah. Konsa beget kereach. Okay. Yeah, you've all bumped into this already, that there's a concept of get mekushin. Very interesting idea, which I've never seen bizman hazeh used. But there's a get poshut, which is a typical shtar, and there's a get mekushin. Get mekushin is written by writing a few lines, folding it, stitching it down, and then the Edom sign me achayrov. Now what they're signing is on the back of the piece of paper on which the get is written. So if the get is written on this side, since you fold it, the Edom sign on the fold, they're actually signing me achayrov on the back of the actual get. I think above a basher there's a machlekes if they sign it upwards or across, but however it is, it's definitely the Mishnah in Bava Basra says a get mekusher that you sign on the front is possible. That's the way a get mekusher sign on the back. So you fold it, you sign the back, you write two more lines, you fold it again, you sign the back, etc. until you finish the entire shtar. It's lav dafka get, it could be any shtar. But it was done for getting so that a person who's ready to give a get and he's all in a huff and all nervous, to get him to calm down. So we tell him, this is the way we got to do it. That says we're doing a get mekusher. It takes time, and that gives him a chance to calm down. That's the concept of a get mekusher. Now, the Mishnah says above a basra that a regular get that doesn't have two eidim is possible. A get mekusher that doesn't have three, at least three eidim, is possible. So therefore, it on every fold and stitching, it needs to have a separate eidim. The Gemara says that there are seven, you need seven. There are six, you need six. There are five, you need five. A get kereach is a get that's missing at least one. All the cases here are one. In one case, it's missing one signature. So that's a get kereach. So to get mekusher, that on one of the folds it fails to have eidim. Now this is a tremendous chumrah, because remember, kol adrachem eilu ba means the children are mamzerim. Here you have a get that could be signed, certainly it's signed by two kasher eidim, could be signed by six kasher eidim, but because it's kereach, because it's missing a signature, the get is possible when the children are mamzerim. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Then it says, get kereach hakol mashlimin alav divrei ben haris. If you have a get kereach, it's not too late. Hakol mashlimin alav, you can call anybody you want. Let them come in and let them sign the get kereach on the blank. There's one blank space. There should be a signature. No problem. Hakol, you have already kosher aid. So call in anybody. The Nana told you, you can call in an Eved, you can call in an Ishi, you can call in a Kariv, and let them sign. Why are they signing? They're not really Eidus. But that's enough to satisfy the Din of Get Mekusha. The Reisha of this Mishnah, and the Sefer of this Mishnah, L'chayra, Saisa, one the other. The Reisha says, the kids are on Zerim, there's nothing to do about it. It's all over. The Sefer says, it's not all over, you can fix it. Fix it. Hakol mashlimin alav. Divrei ben Anas. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ei mashlimin elo kareiv marui lahev b'makemacher." Why can't you fix it afterwards? Why not afterwards?
They got married and had kids. Either after, before the giving, or even some of the judges they had right away.
So what's Hakol Mashlimin Alav? It's Hakol Mashlimin Alav, you're saying, is only either when? Okay, either before they sign, before it's over, or before it's given, or before, I'm saying that you could be mashlim after she remarries, and you're saying it's not so. So Hakol Mashlimin, there's a deadline. So the question is, and the Ron here is Ma'arech and Bistakuta, what does it mean, Hakol Mashlimin Alav? Who? What's going on here? I have, let's say, two kosher eidim and one blank. I'm calling in a third person to sign. Now, why do I need that third person? Without that third person, the kitchen will be a mamzer. What is the third person? He's an aide? Just that this type of aide is kosher by a get l'kosher? You can learn he's an aide. Or you can learn that he's a kiyum atanai. That he's just satisfying one of the conditions that's needed in a get makosha. Get makosha needs all the edim. So when this person finishes it, is this person who's finishing it a third aid, is finishing the shtar? Or no, the two who signed, it's really a good shtar. We have kereyach, we have an empty space. The one who's signing now, he's satisfying it tonight. He's satisfying a condition. So the question is these two ways of learning. Either the person that fills in is an aid or a key and that's a one. Now if you don't mind, just turning back to your chess on the base, something we learned ages ago. The Gemara there, which I think we did pretty quickly, brings a Maslaikis from Yechon Rish Lakish. Itmar, the third line of your chess on the base. And the whole run is to compare our Mishnah to this Gemara in Yud Chesam and Beis. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll have to compare. Obviously, the Mishnah has to stem with Tolfan the Amr. So let's see. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Itmar, third line. Amr La Asara Kisvu Get Leishtim. A man tells 10 people, write a get. What's going through his mind? 10 people to write a get, you need 2 people. What's going through his mind when he tells 2 people, write a get? Rabbi Yechanan says, Shnayim Mishum Eidim, the Kula Mishum Tanai. Rabbi Yechanan Omer Kula Mishum Eidim. What's going through his mind? Rabbi Rish Lakish says he wants 10 witnesses. That's his kavana. He's saying all of you should all be witnesses. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, what are you talking about? You only need 2 witnesses. 2 are witnesses. The other 8, it's a Tanai. He created a Tanai. I'm not giving again unless all 10 sign. I want all of you. So we have here Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish argue by get a normal get. When a man says, I want 10 signers, 10 signatures, does he mean all 10 are Eidim? Or does he mean 2 are Eidim? 8 are Tanai. Am I Nafgamina? So Gemara has 2 or 3 Nafgaminas. One obvious Nafgamina is if one of the 8 is a Kariv, do we say Nimsa Echad Kariv Kulam Sulam? According to Rish Lakish, Kulam Sulam. If one of the 10 is a Kariv, so apostles all 10. According to Rish Lakish, no. As long as the first 2 are Kasher Eidim, the other 8, no problem. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's just a Tanai. There's no problem with the other 8. It's not Nimsa Echad and Kariv Apostle. Another Nafkamina, the Gemara says, if they all have to sign the same day. If 2 signed that day and the other 8 signed the next day. If the other 8 are Tanai, no problem, they can sign the next day. If the other 8 are Eidim, it's Shtamuvdim. Eidim can't sign the next day. Well, Tosis brings the Nafkamina, if they have to sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh, Eidei HaGet always sign all in front of each other. If they're all Eidim, they have to sign Zeh b'fnei Zeh. If the other 8 are Tanai, Tanai could be later. This is the Machlaikis of Yechon Rish Lakish. The Ran has a problem with our Mishnah. He says, how are you going to learn our Mishnah when it says in the Mishnah, Hakol Mashlimin Alav? You have a get makosher. It's missing a signature. So we call in a Karev and we tell him, you sign. Mamana Shachar. Is this AIDS or is this Tanai? What is it? So which way is better? The one who comes in is an AIDS. What's the problem? Huh? The apostle to everybody. If the one who comes in is an AIDS, so how could a Karev sign? Nimsechamim Karev Kulam Sur. Elamai, the one who comes in, is a Tanai. If it's a Tanai, so then my Kasha comes back. Even you could do it 5 years later. Do the Tanai, and the kids won't be Mamzerim. If it's a Tanai, you can be Mekayim the Tanai whenever you want. And then the Kasha I asked when we learned the Mishnah is a Kasha. Why are the children Mamzerim? Finish the. Bezer should make sure to get a Karev to sign or a Kasha to sign, whatever they want, and be Mekayim the Tanai. So the Ran has a very difficult time in how to teach the Mishnah. He'd be happy to teach it either way, but either way it's a problem. If you learn it's an aid, it's a problem. How could a Karev be an aid? If you learn it's a Tanai, it's a problem, so then you should be able to do it much later. There should be no problem. The Ran has this problem, and the Ran says, it's unusual for Rishayim. He says, Efshir, you could say this way. Efshir, you could say the other way. He likes the second way better. He struggles back and forth. Maybe it's an aid. And it's Kilu, they made some different type of aid by Get Makusha. Maybe it's a Tanai, and Tanai works different by Get Makusha. The Ran struggles with this back and forth. But the Kiva Eger says he doesn't understand the problem. Kivega says, remember we learned there are two types of Lashon HaTanai. There's a Tanai with a Lashon Im, and there's a Tanai with a Lashon Almanos. One Tanai is, if I say this should be a Tanai, if you give me $100. There's a Lashon Almanos, you give me. What's the difference between Im and Almanos? So we said, and it's halacha psuk and shulchan aras, that when you say im, it's chal later, when you complete the tanai. If I say, this should be a good get, if you're going to do something, then it's chal later at the time that I make up the tanai. If I say that this is a get almanos, then it's chal amafreya. Then, in other words, I'm giving you a full-fledged get almanos. That's the language of im and the language of amanas. Okay, im is a tchal later when you do the tanai, and amanas is that tchal amafra. So that's what Kiva Eger. But get makusha, the additional aid, the aid kereach, it's a tanai. But it's a tanai of im. It's a tanai that when that last eight signs, at that time it becomes a good get. It's in. In other words, I instruct people, a man instructs people, give a get to my wife with 10 witnesses. Or with a get makusha, as a witness on every kasha. It's a tanai that if you have a get kereach, it's not a get. Later, mashlimin alav, divrei ben anas. Later, you could be mashlim. When is it again? At the time that you're mashlim. When you'll be mashlim. Look at Kiva Eger. Once children are born in their mamzerim, it's too late. The children are born in their mamzerim. Now, Zakhtaran, get Adim to sign on the blank place, and bang, it's a good get. When the Adim are going to sign, at that moment it becomes a good get. It's not going to help for the mamzeris l'mafreya. It's too late. It's not an almanostic ishtar. It's a shtar that when you sign on the get kereach, it's good. So menachinami, if they finish the get kereach, and now they realize the get kereach, and now they'll be mashlim, and then give it to the lady, it'll help. The kanal abba. But it's not chalam afreya. So memela is a tribe kiva ega. The whole Ran's kasha falls off. And either Kivega can't argue with Iran. So he says, look in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't bring the whole Ran Safik. The Chashem Ishbal, where it brings the dinim of signing afterwards, Kulchem, it says it's an im, it's only chamakan olaba, and memela, even though he's arguing a rishon, but he says the Shulchan Aruch ignores the Ran. Shulchan Aruch says it's an im and it's chamakan olaba, and memela, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that's the proper way to learn up our Mishnah. It's a very clear Rabbi Akiva Eger, not clear why the Ran obviously assumed the Skala Mafreya, and therefore the Ran has all these problems. Because he assumes that's Chalom Afreya. But if you don't make that assumption, then it's good. Gemara says, "My time with the Gekerech is Erem Kulchem." Okay, that's what we're talking about. When a man says Kulchem, they all have to sign. So Gekerech is missing in the Kulchem. If you can remaster it, they'll think that a Kulchem Dikeshtar is also good. Gekerech, a Komash Liman Alav, Rabbi Kiva, Eved, my time alive. Why is Rabbi Kiva Mechal? My Tamaloi, why not an Eved? Dosu Lamei Makosha Leibis. We're afraid of being let an Eved sign to get Makosha, people think he's kosher. Karav Nami. Dosu Lamei Makosha Leibis. People think a Karav is kosher. So you can't say to Xeira, Dosu Lamei. Ella, Eved Anu Tama, Dilma Asila Sukeli Yuchsin. People say, oh, an Eved, he signed, must be a kosher person. A Gazai. Gazlan debar yuchsinu was kasher. What are you worried about a gazlan? Halama tenan. Rabbi Kiva aimer aimer shlimin alav elok roiv maroi lahi makam acher karavin gazlan loy. What's the problem? Ella the Gemara has a maskana. Eved haynu taima daslo meim shakurei shakurei. They'll say that he was breeding. Gazlan nani daslo meim a tshuva of it. So therefore, gazlan is also no good. Karav meikel meim a karav kuli amayadi the karavin. Can become ice karev. Most karev. Certain karev become ice, but generally not. What about a karev that could become ice karev? So if I say we're not geyser, which karev? Sister in law could become ice karev, brother in law could become ice karev. So if I say we're not mechalik between the karev, we're not geyser because of certain karev. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Shilta. Amr of Amnuna Saba, Amr of Adabar Ava, Get Kereach, Kishar of Shiva, the Eid of Shisha, or Shisha Eid of Chamisha, or Chamisha Eid of Arba, Arba Eid of Shloisha, Ad Kamach Leik has been answered with you. Kishar of Shloisha, the Eid of Shnaim, Devreya Kael, Eim Ashlimun Olav, Elo Karev. Then, Benanis is made it to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Amr of Zeh, the Rabbi Shilva. Mechdi, Kosh Shloisha, Bimakusha Kishnaim Bapasha. Done. Again, Makusha must have three Aedis to be Kasha. A Pasha must have two. Mahasam Karavloi. Afachanami Karavloi. Why are you being Machalic between Pasha? Pasha and Makusha. Because you say, just like Pasha has a minimum of two, it has to be Ksherim. Same thing, Makusha has a minimum of three, it has to be Ksherim. Amalei, Afli Didi Kashli, Shilte Rav Hanuna, Rav Nuna Ravada Barava, Amalei. Hanach shloisha b'makusher the lav dayraisa. Hanach shloisha b'makusher. It's not a dintayra. Dintayra is to aid him. The mele here it's kosher with the third, third of card. Tainami hachi get kereach shor shiva eider shisha shisha eider chamisha chamisha eider arba arba eider shloisha ad kamachlois benasar rekiva bishlom alav eved benana summer havlad kosher rekiva aimer havlad mamzer. The Maram Shif declares that this din of Mashlim and Olav is a lachatchila or only a b'di'evit. Now, is this really a halacha lachatchila? That you go out in the street and call in an evet and or a kariv like the kiva and have him sign? This is a lachatchila. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's only a b'di'evit. So the Maram Shif says he's not sure. The Lashon HaMishnah is the Lashon of HaKol Mashlimin is the Lashon of HaChatchila. The Lashon, though, of this Braisa is Hishlim Olav Eved. It's the Lashon of b'di'evit. Is he not sure one of the two is Lav Dafka? The Mishnah said HaKol Mashlimin. You can do it HaChatchila. The Braisa used the Lashon of Hishlim Olav Eved. If an Eved was Mashlim, but no, I'm not a Simer, I'm like Kosh. So the Maram Shiv says he's not sure. He seems to be noita that it's only a b'di'evit. His language is noita, it's only a b'di'evit.
The whole concept we're after here. Here we assume that as many agents that you have here, that's how many crawls, that's how many balls you have. So what happened was they messed up. See, the whole case is based on the Vivian where they messed up.
The question is, if they messed up, do we say lechatchila calling anybody, or do we say lechatchila write a new get? That's a shame. You're right. The situation came up at the end. The question is, once you messed up, is lechatchila? Why does Benana say hishlam alav eved Benana zamar avakash? Why is he mishlam alav? That's always the diak in Mishnayis and Brises. We always didak that way. If it's a bit of a so Marashi says it's a stira between the two Mashmois. In the Haggai's under the Maram Shif, he says he doesn't know what's his suffix. The Perek ends with a story. The end of the Perek on Pei Beis Amid Aleph is Ki Osu Lekamei Derabami Amalei Say V'Hashleim Olav Evim V'Nashuf. Says Rabbani said beferish say b'hashlim alav eved menashuf, go and do it lechatchila. So it's clearly a lechatchila. It's a very strong kasha in Maram Shif. It hits the Gemara. Say b'hashlim. He said do it lechatchila. Excuse me. Taisus machloikis in Teva Hashleim. We have machloikis the Rashi in Taisus. What the case of Teva Hashleim was? And that I don't think Taisus or Rashi would help the Maram Shif. I just think the Ran, one side of the Ran would help. It's not the Maskana, so it doesn't help much. But the side of the Ran that even after they got married already, you could still fix it by being mashlim alav. If that tzad would be true, so it wouldn't be a riot from the story. Could be this story, she already remarried. It's already a situation, she already remarried. Now you want to make a good lamafreya, say v'hashlei malach. Maybe it wouldn't be a riot to a case where our shaila is, what do we do now, l'chatzila. Maybe the whole Ravami story is a b'diavad, but I don't think anybody says that in the Ravami story, so I'm not sure. At this place, the kud, if we could be mevarisful for tomorrow. I just would like this one last thing. In this last sugi, you're not going to find much on Get Mekushim. There is, however, one application of this bananas or Akiva, which is lahalacha. In Simim Mem Hei Chayshu Mishpat and Sifyut Beis, says a chiddush. And it's halacha lemais. When you sign a shtar, the din is, and we've spoken about this in the first parak, that you don't leave blank spaces. You know, normally you write a letter. So a teacher in school had to write a letter. You write the letter, and then you skip a line. You write the, what do you call it, the salutation, and you sign your name. So there's usually a skip line. A shtar is not allowed to have skip lines. Any shtar has to have the signatures right under the shtar. Why? Push it. Otherwise you could fill in whatever you want. The din is, let's say I have a shtar. The shtar is finished, and I see that there are two blank lines above the Eidim. The Eidim sign lower. The halacha is, I'm supposed to fill in those two lines by getting other Eidim to fill in their names. There, where I'm using Eidim for what? I'm using Eidim just as fillers, so that nobody should later be able to fill in anything else. There, in Shulchan Aruch, it says you could use an Eved, or a Gazlin, or a Kariv, whoever you want to fill in those lines. He had a chiddush. So it comes out a very big chiddush. You can learn yeshiva all the years. And if somebody brings a shtar to you, it's signed by four eidim. And you look at it, and you recognize the top two are Kraivim and Psulim. Any yeshiva man would say, Nimsechem Yankar Apostle, the whole thing is possible. Anybody would say that. That's your reflex. No? You found some psulim, bang, the shtar is pasul. If you learn simim mem hei, sifyut beis, you'll see that the shtar is kosher. The shtar is kosher. Because of this din, which is pretty much a din of our Mishnah.